So what's next on the ladder when you can't afford mac and cheese?
It's only a dollar.
Well, no, no. But what is cheaper than mac and cheese?
I guess picking up cigarette butts from the street and eating them. No, no idea.
Cat
What's
food.
Cheaper than mac and cheese is the question of the show.
No, cat food. Cat food is even.
Well, cat food's pretty pricey.
No, you can get cat food for 69 cents a can. But let's say you can't even afford cat food. Then we have this.
During tough economic times, many families are forced to give up their pets because they can't afford to feed them. But a new program could help.
Shut up. Don't talk through the clip.
They can't afford to feed them, but a new program could help. It's called Pet Food Stamps. The donation-based program can help financially strapped families afford to buy pet food and supplies. The organization is open to anyone in the U.S. You just have to apply to see if you qualify.
That's right. I got a pet. I got a whole bunch of cats and dogs at home. Mm-hmm. Can I have some pet food stamps, please?
Oh. Did you get that clip? You're killing me with these.
That's from the news, man. That's CNN. So, but obviously people are rejoicing like, wow. Yeah. So, hey, give me that jacket. Let me roll in the cat hairs over here. Yeah, we got a whole bunch of cats we're taking care of. I think I need some cat food stamps. Free cat food.
And then you use the stamps to buy the cat food, then you eat it.
Yes, exactly.
You're right. That is pretty cheap.
Maybe. What I guarantee you, you want a meal for depression, cat food, mac and cheese, all in one. Like, we'll call it tuna a la king.
Gourmet version of the mac and cheese.
Tuna a la king. I'm gonna make this. I'm gonna serve it to my guests here. I'm gonna see if I can get away with it. I am going to make cat food mac and cheese, and
I know for a fact that I could pull that off.
I'm sure you could. I mean, you're a better cook than I am, but I'd like to try it. I'd really like to try. And people be like, wow, this is really
now,
good.
Now, if you wanted to test it properly, I mean, instead of trying to, you know, use some, you know, aged cheddar from England and making it with a fancy pasta.
We got to do it with the $1 box.
Yeah, you have to do it with the $1 box and the cheapest cat food you can buy that – you probably have to buy – I think you have to test this part. You'll have – this is my advice to you. Look for the 69-cent cat food, and then you buy every type of it.
Yeah. You got to test. You got to work on
them all up and do a smell test. And the one that doesn't stink to high heaven is the one you use in this dish.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? My hair will be all shiny. Right. So – there must be some kind of spice that we can use to cover up.
Better than ever.
What? There must be some herb or spice that we can use that'll...
My universal herb for these sorts of things, herb. Not that particular thing, but
herb.
I use marjoram.
Marjoram?
Yeah, I think marjoram. Marjoram has become my herb of choice.
What is marjoram?
Yeah, marjoram.
How do you spell that?
M-A-R-J-O-R-A-M. And marjoram sits somewhere in between the qualities of oregano without the possibility. Oregano occasionally, depending on which oregano you have because they come from different parts of the world. But oregano will occasionally, if you use just a pinch too much, turn something bitter. It'll turn like a spaghetti sauce bitter. Marjoram. It works fine on pizza, but with a spaghetti sauce, you have to be real careful because it goes bitter, and then you have to fight it. You got to put honey and butter and all kinds of
– You're screwed.
Marjoram. You can use this stuff by the handful, by the bushel. You could take the jar of it and dump it in. And I buy it by 2-pound batches.
Marjoram.
I use it as my salad herb.
Indigenous to Cyprus and southern Turkey. Known to the Greeks and Romans as a symbol of happiness. That's right. Happy mac and cheese.
But the marjoram is a great, great all-purpose. And when you can get it fresh, even better.
Okay, so you think that's what I should be putting in the cat food? I'm going to try. I am going to do this.
A little basil, too.
A basil leaf. No, here's what you do. Here's what you do. As you're serving it, as you're plopping out from a big vat, you have to make it look good, but it's a big vat.
Yeah, a copper vat. It's got to be something. It's got to be a fancy
copper,
look.
Copper, yeah. But you're lopping out this cat food and mac and cheese, and you say, oh, careful, there might be a bay leaf still in there. You know what I mean? That kind of gives
bay leaf is different than a basil leaf. But a bay leaf, you should get a basil leaf and put it on top as a decoration. But you should probably put a bay leaf in there. And then, oh, here it is.
Because it gives that kind of that whole...
A magic act.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean for you to get the bay leaf. You know, it's that little thing that I add to my tuna a la king.
Gotcha. I challenge you to actually pull that off. I actually, it might be worth experimenting with, though.
Let's do it. It might actually be very tasty.
You can make anything taste good.
Yeah. Well,
during the French Revolution, the French developed a whole slew of recipes on how to prepare properly and eat rat. Because Paris is filled with rats. So there's more than enough protein for to keep people alive.
Oh, rats are great. Oh, I agree. Rats are good.
And it turns out you cook them a little bit like a rabbit. And it's just the dressing of them. You got to skin them and do other things.
Yeah, it's just the idea. You know, we're just all trained.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Well, it's not disgusting. It's
just rat head soup.
It's not disgusting. It's just a little...